Hello, and welcome to the Connect Room podcast. Thank you for making a quality decision that's going to impact your day and your year. I declare that 2024 is going to be a year of a higher level and the best year of your life. I hope you enjoy this podcast and that you'll please do me a favor and share it with your family and your friends. Always remember, Jesus loves you just the way you are, right where you are. So get ready and let's enter the Connect Room. 2024, the year of a higher level. Hey everyone, this is Pastor Johnny. I just wanted to say thank you and welcome back to the Connect Room podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. It means the world that you took time out of your day just to connect with us and to hear this wonderful podcast. I pray it moves in and out of your life and that you allow God to not only show up in your life, but to show off. I hope your week's been full of victory after victory after victory, along with blessings after blessings after blessings. Don't forget one thing, and I want you to remember this. We serve a good God, and because our God is good, your life is blessed. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you have health in your body, you have peace in your mind, you have increase in your finances, and everything you put your hand to, it does prosper. And great things are going to happen to you. Amen. I want you to remember that because remember, your faith plus your declaration equals victory. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat that declaration over your life over and over and over again. Amen. Because it's through our declaration that we release our faith. And 2023 is your year to run your race in such a way that you obtain the prize. Yeah, there's only 31 days left in December, but God can do more in 31 days than we can do in 31 years. Amen. So keep declaring, keep living a life of faith. Amen. And keep learning a life of faith. Praise God. Again, thank you so much for joining our podcast. Man, I hope you enjoy it. Man, if you receive a breakthrough from it or a miracle or this word just speaks to you, please do us a favor and reach out and let us know. You can reach us at our email. It's churchoffice@faithchurchmidland.com. churchoffice@faithchurchmidland.com. Man, we look forward to hearing from you and all the wonderful things that this podcast does for you. Again, thank you so much. Well, let's get into the beef of what we're going to talk about today. Today's title is Faith from Beginning to the End. Man, faith is one of these, is really my favorite topic to talk about. Faith, you know, faith is a major, major, major component to our walk. And once you learn a life of faith and you determine to live a life of faith, your life is forever changed. Amen. You start calling those things that be not as though they are. That is powerful. Amen. And a big determining factor, be able to have faith from the beginning to the end, is not being moved by the things you see, feel, and hear. Right? Only being moved by what we believe, and we believe in the Word of God. Amen. That's what we stake our faith to. Amen. If God said it, then that settles it. Hallelujah. And if the Word says we can have it, then we can have it. And if the Word says that's what we are, then that is what we are. Hallelujah. You know, one of my favorite scriptures and one of the most famous, world famous faith scriptures is Mark 11:23-24. Man, if you have your Bible or your phone, let's turn there to Mark 11:23-24. And it says this, "For assuredly, I say to you," this is Jesus talking, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Verse 24 says, "Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you have received them and you will have them." See, speaking faith is very important. See, but not only just speaking it at the beginning, but speaking it throughout whatever it is you're believing God for is mightily important. Speaking from the beginning to the end is what moves mountains. Speaking, speaking, speaking. Amen. And when Jesus starts anything by "for assuredly," that means you could take it to the bank. That means he promised you. That means, man, I'm backing up everything. All the power, all the truth, all of heaven is backing me up when I tell you, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. I don't know about you, but that fires me up. Because anytime Jesus guarantees something, man, all we have to do is believe and not doubt, and so be it. Come on. Man, I'm going to tell you again, because it's important what you get this today, that speaking faith is very important. Speaking faith throughout is very important. And remember, again, speaking from the beginning to the end is what moved mountains. Speaking, speaking, speaking. Do me a favor. Let me open up this in prayer real quick, just so, man, we get the very most out of this. Father, thank you so much. Thank you for the ability to reach people, Lord, with your word and your truth. Father, I pray that every person that took the time out of their day to listen to this podcast, Lord, came with coming expecting for to receive something from your powerful word, Father. Lord, thank you again for bringing them, my Lord. I thank you for the miracles and the breakthroughs and the healing and the faith that's reignited, or the faith that's born today in somebody listening. Father, I give you all the glory and honor. Lord, all of you and none of me. It's in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Man, let me tell you, how many of you ever faced a mountain, something so big in your life that, man, you felt as impossible? You felt, man, it just was going to get the best of you. That's what kind of mountains are, right? Things that are just seem so big in our lives that, you know, sometimes we're not in control what mountains come across our paths. But let me tell you, you are in control to speak to that mountain, tell it to get itself up and be removed. Why? Because mountains are movable. Mountains are not the final answer. Amen. Just because you see them, you're not going to be moved by them. Just because it's in your life, you're not going to be moved by them. Just because it's trying to affect you or come against you, you're not going to be moved by them. Why? Because again, mountains are movable and mountains are not the final answer. It only seems that way because believers, sometimes we want to put all the pressure on ourselves. Right, we want to put all the pressure of faith in and believe in. We want to put all that pressure on ourselves. And we need to remember that because of faith and because Jesus says assuredly, that means we can take the pressure off of ourselves and put the pressure back on God's word. Remember, Jesus said assuredly that if you say and believe and not doubt, you can have what you're saying. Amen. I love, again, that word assuredly, because everything, all the power and truth, all heaven is backing Jesus up when he says that. So again, I challenge you and remind you, take the pressure off yourself and put the pressure back on his word to perform. Amen. That's the beauty about faith. We can believe it. We can speak it. We speak it and speak it. Why? Because the pressure's not on us. The pressure's on God's word. And let me tell you, our God is able and he is willing. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's reread it now. Now that we know that, now that when we read it, we don't have to put pressure on us. We can speak it and put the pressure back on God's word. It puts a whole different perspective on us when we read these things, right? We're not having to put pressure on our faith. We're putting pressure on God's word to perform. Amen. And let me tell you again, he's able and he is willing. That's why Jesus can say this: for assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you have received them and you will have them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I pray that you're already having revelation here that, man, he's telling you, don't put pressure on yourself. He's saying, assuredly, put pressure on my word and you will have. Right? Well, put pressure on my word and don't doubt and you will have what you say. Praise God. That's freeing. That's liberty right there. And another assurance that, man, your God is able and he's willing. Amen. And you can speak to those mountains, because mountains are movable and mountains are never the final answer. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Right? Now, anything that we just read, did it say anything about doubt, fear, worry, or stress? None of those words appeared in those two Bible verses. But again, sometimes, again, when we put so much pressure on our faith, right, when we ask for something, We start off saying, we start off believing, and we start off not doubting. But again, we start putting that, we don't put pressure on our faith, but when time goes by, more time than we thought, and some pressure starts coming against us, right? And we see nothing happening with the deadline looming. That's when we start putting pressure back on our faith, right? And we tend to do the opposite of what the verse says. And we try to take back control and put all the doubt, the worry, and pressure back on us. And see, that's why he says, man, those, he says, for assuredly, speak to those mountains. Don't worry, don't doubt, and you can have what it is. Because what does worry and doubt do to you? It puts pressure back on you. And I'm here to tell you today, that's the total opposite of faith. You know what, let me give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. I found it in the words, couple of Bible stories that are just amazing. But it kind of gives you an example again. We start off in faith, right? We start believing, we start speaking, and we don't doubt. And then again, once time goes by and deadline starts looming and we don't see anything happening, we start to panic and we don't longer speak faith through the whole thing to completion. We only start speaking at the beginning, and then when pressure comes, we stop speaking it. Let me give you that example. Go to Mark chapter 4, verses 35 and 36. It says, on that same day, when evening had come, he said to them, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He says, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and little other boats were also with him. Church, faith throughout, people on the podcast, faith throughout. See, when they started, you just read, when they started, the weather was okay. So they had no problem going across with no fear, no stress, no worry or doubt. Jesus was in control. I love how the verse says, they took him along in the boat as he was. Well, how was Jesus? Man, Jesus was full of faith. Jesus wasn't stressing. There was no worry. There was no pressure on his faith. Jesus was just being Jesus. That's why at the beginning they could go with, they could start out with faith. Everything was okay. No problem, no worry, no stress, no fear, and no doubt, because Jesus is in control. Again, we are like this when we're believing for something in the beginning. We're willing to work and work it out and trust in his word. But I want to tell you, man, Jesus is always going to be the same. So, man, if we can stick with him in the beginning, believing and speaking our faith, then we can trust that, again, that he's going to be the same until completion, so that we can continue to speak, believe, and not doubt. Come on, somebody. You got to understand, these disciples that were with Jesus, man, they had witnessed miracle after miracle prior to them getting on this boat going across to the other side. They saw Jesus heal a man with a withered hand. They saw Jesus heal a paralytic that was dropped down from the roof. They saw Jesus heal Peter's mother-in-law. Amen. So their faith is strong, because why? Jesus was as he was. Faith is on the scene. Come on, somebody. And I want you to remember, man, don't ever think, and you can hear me say this a couple times during this podcast, don't ever think Jesus and his faith, or Jesus being Jesus, ever leaves you during this faith, during your faith walk, during your faith project. He's with you at the beginning, he's with you in the middle, and he's with you at the end. That's what should allow us to take pressure off of ourselves and put pressure on God's word to perform. All we have to keep doing is speaking, 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 believing, and do not doubt. Come on, somebody, right? Go to verse 37 now. And it goes on to say, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. What is that telling us? The water from the waves is filling the boat. But he talked about Jesus, was in the stern asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Wow. Could you imagine? Right? Again, I'm going to remind you, he is never gone. Right? Even when he may be out of sight, like he was to the disciples, man, his faith didn't leave the scene. He didn't leave the scene. Jesus didn't stop being Jesus because of a big windstorm and waves started pounding the boat. Jesus is still Jesus. The promise that when he said the assuredly is still the assuredly. It doesn't lose its power when the assuredly isn't moved by what it sees, feel, and hear. Assuredly is still assuredly. Amen. Come on, somebody. That's why he could sleep through the storm. That's why he's telling us through example that, man, keep speaking and speaking and believing from the beginning all the way through the end, because assuredly means assuredly. See, our faith cannot be determined. Let me start over, right? We cannot, you and me, cannot allow our faith to be determined by our situation we find ourselves in. Why is that? Because it's our faith that changes the situation we're in. Again, mountains are never permanent. Mountains are never the final answer. How is that possible? Because it's our faith that overcomes the circumstances, not the circumstances that overwhelm our faith. Circumstances never pull away the power from the word assuredly. Come on, somebody. Our faith changes our situation. All we have to do is hold fast to our faith, right? Speak our faith and put the pressure back on what the enemy's trying to pressure us with, right? Put the pressure back on that word assuredly and watch it. Watch our God perform his word. Watch him honor your faith. Why? Because he's willing and he is able, right? Faith is great. Come on. Faith is great as long as things are great. But see, we've got to allow in our faith to disappear when things aren't so great. Or things appear to look hard and impossible. That's when we got to even dig in, even hold on, dig in tighter to this word assuredly. And hold on to our faith and put the faith pressure back on God's word at that moment. Because his word never fails. His promises never fail. He never leaves us or forsakes us. And that's why that word assuredly, it's so powerful. Take him at his word. Keep speaking. Keep believing and do not doubt. Hallelujah. See, the devil does not want us to grow in our faith. He doesn't want us to speak our faith or put our faith to work. He doesn't want that at all. You've got to understand, that is the worst thing. That's the worst possible scenario for him, is that, man, you start actually living, speaking, and believing and not doubting this faith stuff. Because, man, faith conquers the world and everything in it. Come on, your faith conquers. See, he will do anything he can to make you, right, to doubt and put your faith away. He'll try every single dirty-handed trick. But here's the deal. He's not a small g God that create. He's just a perverter. So, man, let me tell you, he's going to try trick after trick after trick. But here's the thing. He recycles them. Amen. Because once you stand in faith and cause him to flee from you, he's not going to create some new dilemma. He's just going to go try somebody else, some deadhead to try to trick. But here's the thing. People that stand on their faith and don't relinquish their faith, let me tell you, all he could do is try to recycle his tricks. But he's going to do anything he can to make you doubt and put your faith away. See, your faith changes lives. Your faith heals the sick. And your faith always, say always, defeats the enemy. He doesn't want you growing your faith, right? He doesn't want you hearing and hearing. Amen. He wants you doubting and doubting. How does faith come? The Bible tells us in Romans, it comes by hearing and hearing. Once isn't good enough. You got to want this faith life and you got to want to learn it so that you can live it, so that you can impact places, that you can change lives, heal the sick, and defeat the enemy all the time, right? But again, you have an enemy who wants to stop you and do whatever he can. And if he can create a high wind and to cause big waves, guess what he's going to do? He's going to get you to look and pay attention. Well, let me rephrase that. He's going to try to get these waves to be big and the wind strong to try to get you to be focused on that more than you are faith and the word assuredly. Come on, somebody. Why is this so important? Again, I want to reiterate to you. I just can't get off of this yet. Because faith makes you believe the unbelievable and expect the impossible. I heard Jesse DePlantis say that one time. Man, it just got me fired up. To believe the unbelievable and expect the impossible. That's what faith is. Hallelujah. Being filled with faith, we can lay hands on the sick. And the word says they shall recover. And that you and me, using our faith, by believing and speaking and not doubting, man, we can cast out demons. We can stop the enemy at every turn, at every intersection of our lives. And here's the good thing, not only ours, but all those that are around us. Amen. Excuse me. That's what our faith can do. Praise God. I hope I'm building your faith up today. I know I'm a little excited because I'm passionate about this. I'm passionate about what faith can do. I've seen it work a lot of times in my life, right? Things that I'm believing for, God makes it come to pass. Hallelujah. Faith works. Hallelujah. If you just hold to it, don't doubt, and that you continue to hear and hear, amen, you become unstoppable. 1 John 5:4 tells us it's our faith that overcomes the world. What does that mean? That everything the world can have today, tomorrow, or in our future, our faith has already conquered it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's keep going in the word. When I'm talking about how your faith changes life, your faith heals body, and your faith always stops the enemy. Go with me. Let's jump to the next chapter of Luke real quick. In Mark. Mark 5:1-3. Because we were in Mark 4, let's go to Mark 5 now, in verse 1. Now it says, now they came to the other side of the sea. Let me stop, just in case you just joined us. In Mark 4, you know, that Jesus, the disciples take Jesus on the boat, and they're trying to cross the sea, but then they face this big windstorm, high winds and strong waves, okay? So now we're jumping ahead to Mark chapter 5, verse 1. It says, now they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of Gardenes, and when he had came out of the boat, this is Jesus, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains. Verse 4, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. Verse 6, when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. He cried out with a loud voice and said, what do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. What did we just read here? You see, evil recognizes faith. Evil recognizes assuredly. Right? And evil recognizes faith that has the power to change circumstances. Come on, somebody. Right? And you'll learn here that this guy was not just tormented by one bad spirit. He was tormented by thousands. But even thousand spirits recognize faith that has the power to change circumstances. Oh, that's good. Let's go to verse 9. For he said to him, this is Jesus now saying, Jesus said, come out of that man, unclean spirit. Then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Notice something here, okay? Notice something else here, right? From that verse in verses 8 and 9. In fact, let me read them to you again. He says, Jesus said to him, come out of that man, you unclean spirit. Then Jesus asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for there are many. Notice this. Jesus, again, was not moved by what he saw or heard. Jesus wasn't moved by all the cuts that he caused to himself from the rock. Jesus wasn't moved by where this guy looked. He had to have been disfigured. Jesus wasn't moved by the sound or the look of a possessed man. That's why those demons recognize the power of faith that can change circumstances. And because of this, Jesus begins to talk directly to the demon. And by talking directly to the demon, Jesus now is putting him, that demon, under his authority of what? Of his faith. And I'm here to remind you today, speak to those mountains. Speak to them, telling them you want them to move and to get out of the way. Speak to them and put them mountains under your feet. Whatever mountain right now is trying to come against you, whatever circumstance you're facing, whatever you're believing for, and the deadline's coming up, you speak to that mountain and you put it under your authority because, man, you are a believer and them mountains don't have final authority and they are not permanent. Amen. And you tell them by speaking to those mountains, you're telling them, mountains, I'm putting you under the pressure, under the authority, under God's word, and you will be removed. Hallelujah. That you do this by speaking your faith. Hallelujah. Come on. And putting those mountains under your authority. Let me keep reading, okay? Because it's a pretty cool story. Going on, starting in verse 10 now. It says, also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send him out of the country. See, those demons didn't want to go very far. Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us to the swine that we may enter them. Now, understand what they just did there. They recognized the power, the faith that had the power to change the circumstances. And they were saying, man, this power, Jesus, anything will be better, right? Anything will be better than nothing. See, when you got to understand, that's taking the enemy by the throat. That's putting the enemy under your authority. That's taking the enemy and saying, no. You're going to go where I tell you to go, right? Because they'll beg to stick around. Like I said, they'd rather just take the very least instead of nothing. But see, by when you're putting them back under your control by your faith and by speaking to them, right, they're going to try to tell you, oh, just please let me sit around somewhere. But let me notice how Jesus answered this. And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned into the sea. See, the whole point of this, the reason why I wanted to skip ahead to Mark chapter 5, because the devil knew that if Jesus got to the other side, lives would be changed, bodies would be healed, and he would be stopped. Church, guys, I'm telling you, that's why he sent the high wind and the strong waves, because he knew if Jesus got to the other side, man, the day of him possessing that man, those days were done. Come on. Hallelujah. See, church, that's what we've got to do. We got to start speaking to those mountains. Don't allow the devil to deter you. Don't allow the enemy and his tricks, no matter how big those mountains, stop you from speaking your faith at the beginning all the way to the end. Because trust me, he knows that if you faith it out, the word says you can have what you say. And believe me, if he can have what you say, then his days of ruling you, his days of tempting you, his days of disturbing you, those days are over. And he's the one that'll be running off the cliff. Hallelujah. Come on, church. He'll do anything he can to get you to start doubting, to get you to stop faithing before you get to the end. Hallelujah. See, it's the same for us. He wants us to quit. He needs you to be moved by what you see, hear, and feel. He doesn't want us to see the finish line. He does not want you to become a faith specialist. Because why? Because once you become that, it'll become impossible, say impossible, for him to mess with you. See, and once you get to that stage, you will start and you will refuse to quit, believing the unbelievable and expecting the impossible. Oh, let's praise God for a moment. That's so good. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for being true. Thank you for being always right. Thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing our faith to believe the unbelievable and to expect the impossible. Come on, somebody. Let me close this podcast with this. I hope you're getting something out of this today. I hope it's firing you up a little bit. I hope you're ready wherever you're sitting, standing, or watching, or hearing. Man, you're ready to speak to those mountains and you remind them, man, the days of you ruling me, the days of being moved by you, the days of you conquering me are over, because today's the day I'm becoming a faith specialist and my faith tells me to put the pressure back on the word, and your days are done. You've got to come under my authority, because I'm going to speak to you at the beginning and I'm going to speak my faith all the way through the end, because assuredly I can have what I say. Come on, somebody. Let's go back to Mark chapter 4. Let me close with this. Start back to 37. Let me rewind a little bit. It says, and a great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care we're perishing? Verse 39, Then Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I don't know about you, but I can't think of a better example than a man speaking, believing, and not doubting, and you can have what you say. Verse 40, Jesus says to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Come on, church. I mean, it's not our purpose. See, let me say this again. It's our purpose. It's your purpose. It's what you were destined for. Not to be moved by what we see, hear, or feel. We are only to be moved by what we believe. And we believe this. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Say that with me. He will have whatever he says. But I want you to remember, don't forget this. The power, okay? Don't forget this. This was not no regular windstorm. Again, the devil's going to try every trick in the book to get you to doubt, to get you to quit, to get you to quit speaking your faith at the beginning all the way to the end. He does not want them to just to happen. It wasn't a regular windstorm. The devil made it so big and massive that to the disciples, it looked impossible for them to make it to the other side. Well, how do we know that? Because they went and told Jesus, "Don't you care if we perish?" Come on, the faith that they had when they pulled away from the shore was instantly dashed and moved away, went off the side of a cliff the moment they were moved by the winds and the waves. See, you what happened instantly when that allows to happen, you stop giving power to your faith and you give power to the devil's perverted form of faith, which is fear. Come on, guys. That's not our purpose, right? Because he made the windstorm so big and massive and that the disciples decided to say, "Well, I guess this mountain's permanent and this mountain won't go away." Why? Because Jesus has decided to let us perish. But Jesus shows us, remember, Jesus's butt is bigger than anything this world has to offer. Right? But Jesus, it says, but Jesus, I'm telling you, but Jesus believed, he speaked, and he didn't doubt, and he had what he says. He showed us, church. Ephesians 5:1 tells us, imitate. Come on, imitate. I don't know about you, but I can't think of a better way. I want to imitate them through faith than through being like Jesus, speaking, believing, and not doubting, and getting what you say. Come on. If you go ahead and finish reading chapter 5 and go back, Jesus not only, of course, he made it across the sea, but he goes back. And let me tell you, if you go ahead and read it, he comes across faith like he's never seen before. You just have to be determined that you're going to be a faith specialist and speak it from the beginning to the end. And know what? And know that mountains are movable and mountains are not the final answer. Don't quit no matter what is in front of you, no matter how big things you are believing for, no matter how long it takes. Keep your faith. Believe, speak, and do not doubt, and you can have what you say. We have a big God that wants you to ask and believe for things that make him look like a big God. Oh, somebody give a shout of praise. Amen. I hope this is stirring you up and pumping you up and your faith is being restored. Your faith is being reignited. You're ready to conquer mountains. You're ready to conquer the devil, not once, but over and over and over again by you speaking, speaking, speaking from the beginning to the end. Amen. Because you want this world to see that we have a big God and what a big God looks like and what he can do. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. I pray that you've received this. I pray that you've allowed it to get to the innermost part of who you are, to into your soul so that, man, you can learn more about this faith and then you can go and live out this life of faith. Come on, somebody. Man, a life of faith is a victorious life. A life of faith is a conquering life. A life of faith is a peaceful life, without worry, without doubt, and without stress. And a life of faith keeps you smiling, styling, and profiling no matter where you go. And a life of faith overcomes your situations every single time. Praise God. One more thing before I leave you here today. You see, you got to know this. It's also by faith that you can be saved and have eternal life. Romans 10:9 tells us that if you speak, if you confess and believe, you shall be saved. So I'm going to ask you to do this with me, no matter where you're at. If you're in a car, pull over to the side of the road. I want to give you the opportunity to speak and confess and to believe. I'm going to give you the opportunity now for you can have eternal life. Amen. Because the word says, if you speak, believe, you can have what you say. I want to give you the opportunity to say this prayer with us. All right. I want to give you that again. I want to give you the opportunity so that, man, you'll have eternal life. Glory be to God. So do me a favor. If you've pulled over already or you found a quiet place, close your eyes, bow your head, and I want you to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross for my sins and that God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Oh, praise God. If that was your first time saying that, let me tell you, now you know that you know, man, if you take your last breath, you'll be instantly in front of Jesus. Now you know that you know you have eternal life. I'm going to ask you for a favor before we get off today. If that was your first time saying that prayer, please let us know. Connect with us. Again, church office at faithchurchmidland.com. I'll say it again, church office at faithchurchmidland.com. Let us know you said that prayer so we can celebrate with you, so that we can send you information to help you in this new life, this new transition you have. Hallelujah. Man, if you're in Midland or you're in one of the surrounding cities, if you said that prayer, come join us, right? Come join us every Sunday, 10 a.m. at 1321 South Good Street. Man, we want to celebrate with you because what you did just changed your life forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let me close in prayer and, man, we'll call it a day. Father, thank you so much. Thank you for your word, Father. That gives us victory, that gives us blessings, that gives us favor, that allows us to prosper, Father. Thank you for this faith that you've given every one of us, Father God, Lord. You've given every one of us the same measure, Lord, and now it's up to us to grow it. How do we grow it? By hearing and hearing your word, Father God, Lord. Lord, I'm declaring today breakthroughs happened today, Father God, Lord. Mountains were picked up and cast into the sea today, Father God, Lord. Not only temporarily, but forever cast into that sea. Revelation happened today, Father, that we can speak our faith at the beginning all the way through to the end. Lord, that we don't have to put pressure on us, that we just have to put pressure on your word, Father, because you're a big God who's willing and able, Father. So, Lord, we thank you for that, Father God, Lord. Lord, we love you and we praise you, Father. Thank you so much for just allowing us to learn a life of faith so that we can live a life of faith and conquer and rule and reign in this world we're living in, regardless of the situation, circumstances we find her in, because our faith can change those circumstances in an instant. We can speak and put that mountain in its proper place. So, Father, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We give you all the glory and honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray and declare. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. I hope you enjoyed this most recent episode, and I will pray this message moves in your life. Always remember this. Jesus loves you just the way you are, right where you are. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to join our service. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We are located at 1321 South Good Street. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Thanks again for joining me in the Connect Room.